eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Bless you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy,
holy.
Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen. Good evening. Good to be in the house of the Lord with you this evening. I pray that you all are doing well. Amen. God bless you. Sister Mary, good to see you back with us again. Amen. Good to have you here as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother George, good to see you. Good to see each and every one of you. Amen. God bless you all. And good to also have our campers back again. Amen. I know that they had a good time. Sister Rachel, hopefully you got some rest. Yeah. And I know, yeah, I know you got lots going on. And Sister Esther, too. Amen. I hope you all enjoyed. And a lot of people came back, and they were sick when they came back. But, you know, change of weather and being around with different people, I guess that does it to you. So just pray for those individuals. I know Bella, she fell under the weather a bit, and so we're just pressing on. Amen. 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 I know that they had a good time. We hear good testimonies that came back from that, personal testimonies that happened even on my side of the family. That I'm so happy about that. Yeah. God definitely answers prayer, and maybe I can touch upon that as later on in the service. I'm sure my sister wouldn't mind at all, but God is good. I'll tell you this: God will do whatever He can, whatever He must do for just one person. He'll shake heaven and earth just for your soul. And I believe that He did that this past weekend. And if you get a chance to even go back and watch the services, I recommend that you do. Because for one, you know, brother Andrew Glover wasn't even supposed to be there. Nope. And he and brother Donnie Reagan was the one who was supposed to be there to preach. And brother Andrew was supposed to be in New Zealand somewhere. Yep. And that got canceled. Yep. So brother Jason Watkins asked if he could come and speak at the camp. So he right. said, yeah. And that's exactly what my niece is needed. That's exactly what they needed. And not that Brother Donnie Reagan wouldn't have done a good job or nothing like that. No, it's just that's what they needed. And you know what happened last week as well, or two, I guess it was last week, Brother Donnie's daughter, she passed away where Brother Donnie couldn't be there. So, you might think, well, you know, sad things happened, but then good things happened in that result out of that. And I believe that with all my heart. So I just thank God and give Him all the glory for it. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. And maybe I might get into the details of it later on. But as you're standing, let's just Let's just bow our heads first and then we'll read the word. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity that we have, Lord, to open back the pages of your word. Lord, your people had made preparations to come, Lord, and Lord, they took of their time, Lord, this evening to come, Lord. And not to hear from a man, Lord, but to hear, Father, from you, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will not disappoint them, Lord God. Lord, may you speak through our lips, Lord Jesus. And may you, Heavenly Father, have your way here this evening. Forgive us for our sins, Lord. If there's anything that would hinder the rest of this service, Father, from receiving from you, forgive us, Father. And we place it under the blood of Jesus Christ right now, Lord. We ask that you would continue to bless those, Father, that are sick amongst us. You continue to bless Brother Dale, Lord, and continue to be with Nanny, Lord God, and the family, Lord. And you just give them strength during this time, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, Father, for what you are doing now, even in each one of the of those, Father God, that we've been praying for on the WhatsApp group. We just thank you for answering prayer, Lord Jesus. Because you are still a prayer-answering God, Lord. And we just thank you for that, Lord. Have your way here this evening. I commit myself now into your hands in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 Well, this evening, saints, I wanted to dedicate this service to our young people. So all the young people that were there at the youth camp, and I think maybe Mercy and Harmony, they're back there. So I want them to listen carefully, too. But this goes for all of us because it's the word. Amen. But I wanted to kind of keep encourage you, and I wanted to title this "Keep the Fire Alive." Amen. Keep the fire alive, because we're living in an age, saints, at this time, that you young people have an opportunity to put us adults to shame. Amen. Because you have the opportunity, amen, to keep the fire alive. Amen. When people are dying and thinking, well, I've been a Christian 30, 40, 50 years and that's time, you know, let's stay out of church and just kind of not just going through the motions. You don't have to be that way. You don't have to come to be that way. Amen. You can be on fire for God and stay on fire for God. Amen. Because let me tell you what, you the way you catch on fire, amen, that helps us adults catch on fire when we see you on fire for God. Amen. That sparks something in us to say, wait a second, if they're doing it, then me knowing what I've known for the past 40 years, I certainly can be in their same category, you see. So you don't have to, amen, don't look at some of us as examples. Unfortunately, we've let you down sometimes. Amen, but the word of God, amen, doesn't let you down. You stay on fire for God, amen, and look to him, amen, because he's the only one that can help you. Now, there are people, amen, that you can confide and you can turn to, and I suggest that you come to those people when you need help, especially your parents. If you know that they're on fire for God, amen, come to them, speak to them, amen. Praise God, there's people that can help you spiritually, but unfortunately, there's some people that can't, amen, but you can continue. You can continue, amen. And so I just want to encourage you, amen, this evening, amen, to keep the fire alive, because that helps us. That helps us, and we need that in this hour, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So while you're standing, let's just read real quickly a few verses here in Leviticus chapter 6. And this was about, this is in regards to the offering of the daily sacrifices there in the Old Testament. And it says here in verse 8, Leviticus chapter 6, verse 8, and it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto morning. And the fire of the altar shall be burning in it." Amen. And with that, you can just be seated, and we'll continue reading here. Amen. And the priest, verse 10, and it says, "And the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar." And he shall put off his garments and put on other garments. Put on other garments and carry forth the ashes without the camp unto a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. Notice this is a second time it's talking about that fire. Keep that fire burning. It shall not be put out. Amen. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. So there was something that the priest had to do every morning in order for that fire to keep burning. Right? There was something, amen, that the priest had to do physically. And there's something that you and I have to do to keep going, this fire going. Amen. It'd be nice if God, if we just laid in, God just lays it all on our lap. Amen. But there's something that you and I have to do in order to keep this fire burning. Amen. And praise the Lord Jesus. It shall not be put out by the commandment of the Lord. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. In verse 13, it says, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. Three times. Three times he says here, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar and it shall never go out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank Jesus. The Lord. Amen. Why did God not want that fire to go out? Amen. If you think about it, the children of Israel at that time, they were supposed to offer sacrifices unto the Lord. Amen. And there were yearly sacrifices, but then there were also daily sacrifices that were to be offered as well by the priests. These were the commandments to the priests in order to offer daily sacrifices. Right? So you think about this, saints, the children of Israel, that fire in the altar had to keep burning. And I can imagine the people of Israel outside of the tabernacle, outside of where they would offer the sacrifices. And they could be doing whatever. The father could be there sawing and making something, and the mom cooking the meal and the children playing. Amen. But they could just look back at the camp. Amen. Amen. Back where the altar is, and they could see that fire is still lit. They could see that fire is still lit, and they're like, well, all right, the high priest is still doing what he's supposed to do. The priests are still doing what they're supposed to do. Amen. Because every morning they had to go back there and put fire in it in order to keep that thing burning. And it wasn't their idea. It was a commandment of the Lord for them to keep doing that. Amen. That was the only way to keep the fire burning, saints. And amen. In this day, saints, amen, there's something that you and I must do, amen, in order to keep the fire of God burning in our souls. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. The time at the camp, amen, that was wonderful and that was good, young people. Listen to me. It was wonderful what you experienced and what you went through. Amen. But now you come to daily life. You're back at the routine. You're back at doing homework. You're back at doing your homeschool again. You're back at brushing your teeth in your own bathroom now. And doing everything that you were accustomed to doing. Back at church. Back at seeing the people that you see every week. Amen. But it is not time. Amen. Satan will come in if you're not careful. And I say, you're back at the routine. Now let's get back to doing what you were doing before camp. Been there, done that. I got the t-shirt and the mouse pad too. And the hat. Satan, that's what Satan wants you to do. Get back to your routine. So get back to your coldness. Get back not reading the word. Oh, that you had the word at the camp. You had everything at the camp. But now, amen, it's time to bring the same fire, amen, into your daily living. Praise God. Amen. These priests had to keep that fire going daily. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I like what it says here I'm going to read it in the Contemporary English Version because it's more understandable in that version. But it says here in verse 11, it says, change into your everyday clothes. The Lord was telling them to change. They would put the sacrifice or the animal there the night before, and they would keep that fire burning, and the whole night that sacrifice or that animal was burning. The next morning, the priest would come. They would take the ashes, and the Bible says here that they would have to change back from their priestly clothes into everyday clothes, and then go back and dispose of the ashes. Amen. So it's in your everyday walk with God. Amen. They still had to do what God said. They still had to obey, amen, the word of the Lord, because that was the word of the Lord to take the sins and the weights that do so easily beset you. Amen. And take them outside of the altar. And then come back. And the morning after, amen, put more wood in there so that fire can keep burning. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So it was their duty and it was their responsibility to do that so that the people, amen, could offer the lambs, offer them the things that they needed to offer in order to have their sins forgiven. Amen. And it's up to you. The Bible tells me, amen, in Romans chapter, I can't remember the chapter, but it's in Romans, where Paul says, amen, that to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Amen. You must offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Every camp meeting? No. Every day. Every day. It takes a dying out. Amen. And it's hard. I'll be the first one to tell you it's hard to die out to flesh, to die out to the spirit and to your thinking that I don't want to wake up and read the Bible today. I just want to sleep in a little bit more. I don't feel like getting down on my knees to pray. I just want to sleep in a little bit more. I'm 43 and I still have to battle it. But you know what? When you do get up and you get, I mean, and you just at least stand up to do it.
That's right, man.
Amen. You feel so accomplished. Amen. They talk about making your bed. That's good and that's fine. Amen. But you raise your hand to pray. Amen. You did something good. You accomplished something then. Not just for yourself physically, but for your spirit, for your soul. For your soul. Amen. Praise God. It takes a dying out. You don't want to die out to yourself. Amen. But if you've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and if you've had an experience with God, amen. That inside of you, amen, wants to put, it's pulsating and making you want to do that. Because there's no life out there in this world. There's temporary joy. Right? There's temporary joy in things out here in the world, in the bars and in the clubs and in the schools, dances and in all these things. But it's not fulfilling. It's not eternal fulfilling. Amen. What you, the only thing that I always say is the only thing that you'll take from this life is what you did for Christ and what you did for others. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So the fire must never go out. So put wood on it each morning. After this, you are to lay an animal on the altar next to the fat that you sacrificed to ask my blessing. Then send it all up in smoke to me. The altar fire must always be kept burning. It must never go out. Amen. Brother Branham would say like this. He said, now notice when this great moving power of God comes into a son of God. Amen. Do you believe that you're a son of God?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. God acts upon your confession. Amen. Praise God. It quickens him. The spirit of life enters into him. Then what does it do? It seats them in heavenly places right now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Right now. Not tomorrow. Amen. Right now. The Bible says that right now you are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Not they will be. We are now. Praise the Lord. Now we've already resurrected. The dynamics and the mechanics has gone to work, quickened us. You notice that the mechanics and dynamics, amen, the only way for those things to work properly, there has to be fire involved. Right? If there's no fire involved, then the car can't move. Amen. There's got to be even a spark, just a little spark, amen, is fire. Amen. And it's enough fire, amen, to light up that gasoline and that combustion and make that car move, right? Praise the Lord Jesus. It's enough fire. Amen. That's why fire is so important. Amen. And so it says here, and we quickened up into the presence of God where his spirit is. And now we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Do you believe that? In Christ Jesus, sitting in there, that great seat that's already fired up. Yeah. Amen. Been raised from the dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that Jesus already took care of it for me. Now I just got to do it. Follow. Right. Amen. Where the head goes, the body goes. Amen. And I just want to move wherever he's moving. Praise the Lord. Amen. If he raised, amen. And I know I'll raise with him. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, that's already fired up. That seat's fired up. Yep. There's no excuses in this hour. Right, amen. That mercy seat is fired up. I like what Brother Brandon says there. That's the sprinkling of the blood. Amen. Everything is already, it's lit.
Amen.
Amen. As young people say today, it's lit. It's already fired up. It's ready to go.
Amen.
There's nothing that you and me have to do other than keep putting that wood in there.
Amen.
To keep that fire burning. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. What is the wood? Amen. Your humanity.
Right.
It's your humanity.
Yep. Right.
The Bible ties humanity with wood. So what are we sacrificing? Our own selves. Amen. When we keep putting that wood in that fire, amen, you're putting, sacrificing your own selves so that he can live. Bible says that he is a consuming fire. Amen. So to keep that consuming fire going, amen, in your life, you've got to sacrifice yourself. Die out to yourself. Die out to your own thinking. Die out to your own reasoning. Die out to your own plans. Praise the Lord Jesus and get in his plan. Amen. His plan is perfect. His plan won't fail you. Praise the Lord. You may not understand it at the moment, but at the end, it will never fail. It has a good, I forgot the phrase of English isn't my first language, so I can't think as quick as some of you all can. But it's thinking of you. In other words, it has your best in mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Word always has the best in mind, and I believe that every answer to every problem in your life, amen, is in the Word. I believe that with all my heart. Otherwise, amen, God wouldn't have given us a complete full Word. Amen. And it's been revealed in this day. Amen. So he not just gave us the word. He gave us a revealed word in this hour. Amen. Through a prophet in this day. Praise the Lord. So you have no excuse in this hour to not come to church. You have no excuse in this hour. Amen. To not get happy about God. You have no excuse in this hour. Amen. To not serve God. Amen. Especially in the hour that we're living in. Amen. With the condition that this world is in, it's falling apart. Don't you fall apart with it. Amen. Don't you and I fall apart with it. Amen. As the lady said one time, I ain't got time for that. I've come too far, amen, to fall apart with the world. Amen. I've come too far, amen, to fall apart, amen, with the systems of the world. Amen. Everybody else is dying. Everybody else wants to stay out of church and be lazy. Amen. No, that's fine. I'm not going to do it. And you shouldn't do it. You young people, don't even take that example. And I'm going to read here, right here, where Brother Brandon says, this, you should be ashamed of yourself for not coming to church. This is what he said. I didn't say it. He said it. And so he says here, so we find out that it's the same thing. And she'll do just exactly what's predicted for her to do in this day. Who? The bride. Right? She won't be a Laodicean. Not by no means a lukewarm. But she'll be on fire for God. She'll be moving on in the Spirit of God. Amen. She'll be moving on in the Spirit of God. Just as that fire had to keep burning, keep moving on. Amen. The bride keeps moving on. Praise the Lord Jesus. So I have here young people, And if you want, I can make copies of this and you could take it back with you and go through it, read it. Read through all these scriptures, read through the quotes. But I have here 5 sure ways to keep the fire alive after the youth camp. Amen. And you adults, this applies to you too, because this is the word. I believe we're going to the greatest youth camp that's ever been. There ever exists. I believe that with all my heart. So you could harp about youth camps. We're going to one. You come against them, we're going to one. And we're going to have fun. So if you're not having fun now, I don't think you'll have fun there. Amen. We're going to enjoy ourselves. Amen. But it's got to start now. Praise God. You got to love the word of God now in order to love it there. Praise God. Because nothing that doesn't love the word of God isn't going to be there. I'll just tell you that right now. Amen. You enjoy, amen, the word. Enjoy being at church. Enjoy being with his people. Enjoy fellowship. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's something about that. Amen. That helps you, amen, when you come to the house of God. Amen. Not only is it for you to just warm a bench, which that does happen, and that's wonderful. The bench loves you for that.
Right.
But you're here also, amen, to receive a blessing, but also to be a blessing. Somebody in here needs to receive your blessing. The blessing doesn't come from the preacher or from the deacon or from the song leader. The blessing comes from you too. Amen. So young people, we need your blessing. We need you to bless us. We need, amen, every now and then, amen, spark us, amen, with what God has given you. I want to learn from you. Praise God. I'm sure any minister or any person, a true Christian, amen, would say the same thing. Amen. I'm not too high or great or big, amen, to not learn from you. Amen. I want to learn, amen, as much as I can, whether they're older than me or younger than me. But if it's something that it's going to help me, amen, I want to know. Because it's going to help me be more like Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That's what a minister truly is. I've often said is one that rows.
Yeah. Right.
Let me just explain that there for a moment. One that serves.
Right. Amen.
How many watched the movie Ben-Hur?
Yeah. Sure.
Do you remember the scene in Ben-Hur where they were rowing in the boat?
Yeah. Right.
And that gruesome scene, amen, where there was arms, you know, limbs cut off and stuff like that. Anyways. That's not all I remember about Ben-Hur, but but there was an accident that happened there. But as they were rowing, they were rowing to the tune of the one of the master, right? And they were the one that was in charge of them, and he was playing the drums. Now the word minister in those days, if you take the word back, minister means one that rows. In other words, one that keeps in tune with the sound of the master. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Amen.
So if the master starts being faster, he starts rowing faster.
Amen.
Amen. If he goes a little slower, he goes a little slower. Amen. He's only paying attention to the sound and to what that master is doing and
Amen.
Beating on the thing, because he's a minister.
Right.
He's ministering in order to keep the boat, amen, afloat.
Amen.
Because if he stops rowing, amen, the whole boat is sunk or the whole boat goes. Amen. So it's important, amen, that us, amen, we as ministers, amen, we're serving you. You're not serving us. I don't want you to serve me. I want to serve you. What can I do, amen, to help you? Amen. I believe that that's what a true minister wants to do. Amen. And the greatest minister we've ever had, amen, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what he did? He washed dirty feet. And he humbled himself. The God of glory, the King of heaven, amen, he got down and washed the disciples' dirty feet. Amen. And why is it that we can't offer ourselves in full sacrifice and do whatever it takes in order to minister back to him? Amen. Driving a few minutes or a couple of minutes, amen, on two nights a week.
Yeah.
2 days a week.
Yep.
Some of us can't even do that.
Right,
I understand if you can't, if you truly can't. But if you can and you won't,
that's right.
That's the difference. Yeah. Amen. So, five sure ways to keep the fire alive after youth camp. And my goodness, the fire is alive under this coat. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm having fun, saints. Amen. You guys are pulling really nicely. Amen. Number one, give all the credit to God. Amen. If God gave you something, amen. If you've truly been changed, amen. Give Jesus that credit. Amen. You didn't do nothing to come to it. Amen. It was God. Amen. Because it's Him that draws you. Amen. So if the Lord, amen, did something for you at camp or any time of your life, amen, give Him the credit. Give Him the glory. Give Him the honor. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 4:7, in the contemporary English version, it says this: what is so special about you? What do you have that you were not given? And if it was given to you, how can you brag? Amen. How can you brag? I like reading it in simple terms like that. Amen. So that young people can understand it. Amen. Because saints, the camp can bring excitement, amen. But the Lord, amen, is the only one that can bring transformation in your life, amen. And that's key, amen. The camp can make you excited, and it can start that in your life, amen. But it's a continual daily fire burning, amen, that brings transformation in your life, amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what we all want. We want to be transformed. And not conformed, amen, to this world, amen, but transformed. John 3:27 says, John replied, a man can receive only what is given him from heaven. Praise God. Romans 12:3, and as I said, I can give you these and you can go through them yourself. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to. Amen. But think of yourself with sober judgment according to the measure of faith God has given you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't be sad thinking that your experience that you had in camp, that you left it there. No, that same experience comes with you because the word comes with you. Amen. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's ever present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Amen. So don't tie it into just one place. Amen. It comes with you wherever you go. Amen. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. John 16:13 tells us, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. All truth. Praise the Lord Jesus. I love that. Amen. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Amen. Amen. As I said, I think a couple of services ago, amen, not just guide you into all truth about His Word, right. Amen, but all truth about your life. Right. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He will show you. Amen. I believe that. And maybe he won't. Maybe there's things, because even Paul in his walk with Christ, amen, there was something that was happening to him that he asked God 5 times, I believe, to take it away from him. And God told him, He said, my grace is sufficient and I don't need to explain anything to you. You just move on with my grace, Paul. Praise God. So, but there's other times where things can be explained. Why am I like this? Why did I go through this? What happened here? Amen. God can reveal things to you, but God won't reveal things to you outside of His Word. Amen. Therefore, it takes for you to read the Word and stay in the Word. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Howbeit, well, I just read this. Brother Branham says this, but they never, in Jehovah Jireh, 1961, but they never did know what it was, them things. Because see, it's not what good does it do. See, God gets glory, and as long as we try to take glory in man, then you got it all wrong. Right, man. Amen. This is so important. Amen. To who are you looking at? Right. At church, wherever you go, who is your inspiration? Right. Is it the Lord Jesus Christ, or is it the man behind the pulpit? Or is it, who is it? It should be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The man behind the pulpit can go.
Yep, right.
He may not be here with us all the time, but who's going to be your inspiration after that?
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
So you have to have inspiration, amen, by God.
Amen.
Amen. He be your inspiration. Because he's the one that promised that he would be with you.
Yes.
Amen. The man behind the pulpit can't be with you forever.
Nope.
The man behind the pulpit will be with him at some point in time. But he can't be with you, but the Holy Ghost can.
Amen. Right, right, right.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Right.
So don't pin it all on just the one man.
Nope.
Pin it all on the Christ, the Son
Amen.
Of Man.
Right.
Because then he'll help you. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let Brother Branham stay out of it, he says here. I'm just skipping it here. I seen the Lord Jesus Christ and he laid his hands on me. I put my hands on him. I wasn't even in the prayer line. I just sat there and believed. And he turned Brother Branham around and said, so and so, there you are. That's it. That's the real thing. Amen.
Yep.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Right.
Not knocking prayer lines.
That's right, brother.
Praise the Lord. That's not what he's trying to do. Amen.
Amen.
But God does it the way he wants to do it because he knows what you need.
Right.
He might know, our young people, amen, they need something physical.
Yeah, right.
You can't take that away from them. Some of us might be able to sit at our seats and believe it.
Right.
You've grown into that.
Right.
Our young peoples are not at that point.
Right. Right.
Therefore, we can't criticize when there is prayer lines or when there is things like that.
Right.
We have to stay balanced because that's what they need.
Amen.
Later on, let them grow to where they can receive it from their seat then. Praise God.
Right,
so you have to, amen, you have to keep things in balance, amen, because we're all growing in different levels. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And number two. All right. We're moving quickly. Fall in love with going to church. And I already talked a little bit about this, but we're just going to talk about it a little bit more. Amen. Because, you know, your church probably doesn't match up with what happened at camp. Right. Hey, the music is probably not the same. The style of preaching is probably not the same. Amen. But it doesn't mean that it's not part of the word. Amen. It's your church that God has given you. That's where God put you. And therefore, amen, you should fall in love with it because it's not about the man and it's not about the ministry. It's about the word. I want us to understand and get that. It's not about the man. Well, I'm not rallying around a man and I'm not rallying around a group. I'm rallying around this word.
Right.
That's why I come to church.
Right.
Praise the Lord. I come to church to receive from Jesus Christ.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But see, it's not supposed to. Your church is not supposed to match what happens at camp. Amen. Because you have to be able to overcome in your daily routines. Oh, but if my atmosphere daily, amen, was just like as if it was in camp, amen, oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Right.
Right, Sister Rachel, that'd be excellent. I mean, I tuned in. I was enjoying myself just tuning in.
Yeah.
But it's not. So what are you going to do about it?
Amen.
It's your soul.
Right.
Amen. Amen. The church can't match the same atmosphere. Amen. But you can bring that atmosphere here. Praise the Lord. You can bring that the power of the Holy Ghost down by the way you live. By you staying lit. Right? Amen. By keeping that fire burning in your life. We'll be able to feel some of that. We'll be able to see it. We'll be able to feel that heat radiating from you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. See, the camp, it's a special event.
Yep.
But going to church is part of your daily life.
Right, brother,
amen. And I'm not talking about just a physical building. Amen. I'm talking about you making an altar even at your house.
Right.
In your prayer closet.
Yeah.
That could be your church right there.
Right, amen.
Right. When church doors are not open, you see.
Right.
Make your prayer closet or wherever you feel led. Amen. To pray, read the word. Make that, amen, happen. Amen. And not just wait till Wednesday, not just wait till Sunday, amen, to receive word. You stay in the word yourself. Amen. Hebrews 10:23 says like this, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Amen. For he who promised is faithful. Don't waver. You came back excited. Don't waver. Keep that, amen. Keep that experience in mind, amen. But amen. But move on, amen. I've got to have more of those experiences. Amen. God is still alive. God is still here with me. He promised that he would be with me. Amen. And not just at the camp. Amen. He said that he would be here with me. And I must keep that going. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Amen. Very, very important that we do that in this hour. And I'm so glad, amen, that the word that's been going forth lately, it's been stirring us to do that. Amen. To treat each other in a different way. To look at each other in a different way. Instead of making fun of each other and cutting up all the time. Amen. To treat each other with love. Amen. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some. But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. All the more, amen. There was people staying out of church even then at Paul's time.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. How much more today? But yet, Paul says that it's in this day that you need to be more at church. More that you see the day coming. Amen. Not for my benefit. You're not coming to church to see me. I mean, that's between you and God. Brother Wade, Brother Wade's not going to give you brownie points, amen. That's between you and God. Amen. That's between you and your soul. Because I'm going to read this here where Brother Branham ties going to church with how much you love God. Amen. And we have to realize that there are people in your church, amen, that are older and that can help guide you, amen, spiritually. Look what Brother Branham says here in the message, The Ever-Present Water from the Rock. And I apologize for reading too much quotes, but, amen, we believe God sent a prophet. Amen. So I like it when he says it, amen, and when the word says it, amen. But when you really hang on to every word, as the Spirit gave you warning this morning, see, hanging on to every word, that might be what he has been talking to you about. Holding on. That's what I'm saying, young people. Hold on. Hold fast. Amen. It's eternal life. Every word of God. It's a joy to go to church under any circumstance.
Amen.
Under any circumstance.
Amen.
I didn't say it. He said it.
Amen.
Under any circumstance.
Amen.
As long as you're around to be able to do so. Right? Watch what he says. Whether it's hot, cold, indifferent, like the people are indifferent. Whether the people are fussing or growling or you think someone there doesn't like you. Whatever they are doing, it's still a joy to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. It's still a joy. It's one thing listening to it, amen, through you know, live streaming or a recording. But it's another thing to be there present and get it fresh out of the oven when it comes out. And you can eat it. Amen. Or, you know, that's when it's better. That's when it tastes better. I don't see how people can do it. Amen. Praise God. It's still a joy to hear the word of the Lord. Then you're in. Watch what he says here. Then when? When you're going to church. Then you're in love then with Christ. See? You love to go to church. See, when you're in love with Christ, you love going to church. Now, you can go to church. There's two different things. Amen. You can go to church. But then there's another thing to love going to church. It's two different things. You can go to church and yet not wait to be there. Want to be there. But you're forced to be there. So you. But then there's another thing, amen, to love going to church. You love it. Because why? You love God. You love Jesus. Amen. Well, honey, here it's Sunday morning again. I guess we have to wash up the youngins and get down there. See? Hey, my, it's boresome. See? You're not in love. You're not in love. But if you are really in love, you just can't wait till Sunday morning comes. Amen? Brother Branham said that. You've just got to get down there with them. Amen. And we get in to leave the people of God, they don't bore you.
Amen.
The people of God don't bore you. I'm saying this so our young people can listen. Amen. Do the people of God bore you? Do the services bore you? Amen. And that means there's something wrong with you. Something wrong with you spiritually. Because if you're in love with Christ, that's not what's supposed to happen. And so, young people, amen, you come after camp, amen. You want to keep the fire lit, want to keep the fire going. Fall in love, come into church. Fall in love, come into church. The people of God, they don't bore you. Why? They are brothers and sisters. Amen. So, Brother Branham equates falling in love with Christ with going to church. We just read it, right? And he says, continues to say here, and some of you people that don't go to church, shame on you.
Amen.
I don't know what the tape people would say about this quote. It's the prophet that they say that they believe, and what would they do with this quote? Because when you stay home and play a tape, that's not church. That's just listening to a sermon. That's I could do that too. I could do it in the car. I could do it in the office. I could do it anywhere. So am I supposed to make that church? Amen. Church is coming and meeting. Amen. Because it's what Paul, amen, said in his word to do. Amen. Go to church about once a year, and that's on Easter, to show your pretty hat. That's right. But you know what? God deserves the first place.
Amen.
Jesus ought to have the first place in every life.
Amen.
Amen. But we give him about the fourth place. He deserves the first place.
Amen.
You say you believe this message. Amen. I want you to explain that quote to me then.
Right.
And you don't come to church.
Yeah. Right.
It's for your own benefit. It's not for mine.
Right.
Amen. It's for your own benefit.
Sure.
All right. How to keep this fire burning. Amen. We got a couple more minutes. Amen. Number three, recognize your weak areas.
Right,
recognize your weak areas. Amen. You know where God, where Satan punches you the most. You know where Satan, amen, drags you and tempts you with the most. Amen. So you got to keep those things covered. Amen. Just like a boxer, amen. He has to keep those areas covered more, amen. Because if his opponent has studied him, amen, he knows where those weak areas are. That's where he's going to punch more, because that's where he has the most opportunity to get you down. You see? And so those are the things that you have to keep in check, covered after the camp meeting. Amen. All right, number one, give God all the credit.
Yep.
Number two, fall in love with church.
Amen.
Number three, recognize your weak areas.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Acknowledge the weak areas in your life. Amen. Because Satan's going to do whatever he can to punch those areas.
Amen.
Prophet says it like this. Now, Satan will constantly punch at you until you're finished here on earth. Just remember that. You'll never have a time but what there's a punching going on all the time. I feel the punching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And I got to keep those areas covered under the word of God. Amen.
Yeah.
With the word.
Yeah.
That's what's going to keep those areas covered. Amen.
Amen.
What does that mean? How can I apply that to my life? That means, amen, find that scripture that's going to help you in the time of temptation. Find that quote or that chapter in the Bible. Do something or just do what the Paul said to do. Flee from temptation.
Right.
Flee. Just run.
Right.
Do whatever it takes.
Right.
Run.
Yeah.
I don't care who's looking at me. Run.
Right.
Run from temptation. It woke some of you up. Run. Paul didn't say tiptoe away from temptation. No, he said flee from temptation. That means get away, escape, run. Amen. If that's the only way for you to keep those weak areas covered in your life, you know what bothers you the most. Amen. I'm speaking to some of us, or some of the they're watching live too. You know what bothers you the most. So do whatever it takes to get out of the room. Do whatever. You feel that thing coming on you. Amen. Run. Go to your parents. Run. Get outside. Jog. Do something. Get in the Word. Amen. Do something different. Amen. Like what Brother Wade always said. Amen. You're stingy. You don't like to give money. Amen. How do you get rid of that? Amen. In your life, do the opposite. Give away money. Amen. You want to learn how to do the opposite, be something else, amen? Be the opposite of what you're struggling with. Do that opposite thing. Amen. Praise God. That's what's going to help you. Right? It's hard sometimes because somebody said one time, the flesh don't play. Brother Joe knows who I'm talking about. The flesh don't play. The flesh wants the flesh wants it. But what is your soul saying? If there's an experience that you had with God, amen. Follow what that experience, amen, is. What that Christ, amen, that fire that's in you, it's saying, follow me. I'll help you through this. Just stay with my word. Amen. Bible says here, be sober, be vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Satan does a better job, amen, than we do our jobs. He's always doing what he's supposed to do. And he outdoes us most of the time. He's focused. And we've got to stay focused on him, amen, on the word. Keeping those areas covered in our life. James 4:7 in the Contemporary English Version says this: surrender to God, resist the devil, and he will run from you.
Yeah,
amen. You run from him, and he's like, well, I'm running from him too.
Yeah,
Satan won't know what to do with you. He'll even hate when you start getting out of bed.
Yeah.
Like, my goodness, he's getting up again.
Right.
I can't do nothing with him.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing with her. And they're picking up that Bible. No. No. That Bible's got power. That Bible does something to them. That Bible causes them to get excited about God. And they everything I throw at them, amen, they just... He won't know what to do with you then. He'll have to run. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6:11 says this: put on all the armor of God. All the armor of God. All of it. That God gives so you can defend yourself against the devil's tricks. Amen. Amen. Don't get so prideful that you think you're immune from falling. Amen. Don't think I can handle this. I can walk on the edge. It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. Wrong step, and I'll probably break my foot, so I better not do that. 43 years old. I told my nieces the other day. I was at the house. We was kind of cleaning up some cardboard boxes and stuff, and you know how you fold cardboard boxes up. You know, you break them down, and we was up at the top of the stairs, and oh my, those cardboard boxes look good to slide down. I wanted to. My wife didn't know this. I wanted to. But then I said, wait a second, I'm 43 years old. I got a family. I got to keep going. I can't break my neck right now. Can't do that. So Well, you gotta use wisdom sometimes, right? Gotta use wisdom.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 10:12 says this: even if you think you can stand up to temptation, be careful not to fall. If you think you could do it, don't even go there. No, just stay away from it. Because if it was a temptation before, it's going to be a temptation again. Right? It's going to be a temptation again. Amen. Number four, we're moving on here. Find good company. Find friends. Good company, good friends that you can learn from, that you can grow with, that you can pray with, that you can, amen, that you can just grow together, and that you can sharpen one another. As the Bible says, iron sharpens iron, amen. Make sure to have positive influences in your life, amen. And if you don't have any influences in your life, then find some. If you don't have good influences in your life, find them. And I think the first place to go is church. But you can start right there. Amen. Find those positive influences in your life that you can learn from, and that you know that when you're around that person, your spirit isn't going to be downtrodden. You're not going to be sitting there and just be made fun of. You're going to learn something from that person. Find those good influences in your life. Amen. Amen. Don't try to make it alone.
No.
None of us can make it alone. God didn't make us, amen, to make it alone. God didn't make us to be islands to ourselves. If that was the case, he would have just made us and put us in bubbles like they were trying to do back in 2020. Amen. That doesn't work. That totally goes against what God made humanity to be. Amen. You can't be a bubble to yourself. It's tempting to do so sometimes. It's because people get on your nerves, right? And sometimes we get on our nerves to people, and then you don't know that. But boy, you get on somebody's nerves. I don't know. Right? But that is the way to cope with those things, is to be around people and have positive influences in your life. Amen. Praise God. 1 Corinthians tells us this: do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. In other words, bad friends, bad people, it corrupts what you've learned, amen, through your life. Amen. It corrupts you. It'll corrupt you. A bad apple in a good batch eventually corrupts the whole batch. Right? Just one bad apple, one bad friend in your life will eventually corrupt you. So you've got to watch that. Proverbs 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Right? But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. In other words, wise friends make you wise. But you hurt yourself by going around with fools. You're hurting yourself by going around with foolish people. Amen. Somebody's always got the word, talking about the word of God and praying, and you can see it in people. Amen. Gravitate towards that person. Amen. See what you can learn. Amen. Or maybe, you know, that'll be a good friend to have. Keeping good friends, amen, comes back to being at church for fellowship. Amen. It just does that. That's where you can start. Amen. And in Proverbs 27:17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Amen. What does that mean? It means you help one another. Amen. Iron helps to sharp iron. Amen. Praise the Lord. And going quickly here, Sam, Brother Brown says this: Samson got into bad company. And you always can remember that when you are in bad company, you are out of the will of the Lord. Right? My old southern mammy used to tell me, if you lay down with a dog that's got fleas, you'll get up with the fleas. It's just common sense. That's a rather rude expression, but it's a good lot of common everyday sense to it. You just can't associate yourself with the things of the world and expect to stay spiritual and humble before the Lord. Right? You're known by your company.
Right.
There's an old saying, show me your company and I'll tell you who you are. And when the church begins to keep company with the world, then it's no more than the world. It gets out of the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, gets out of the company of God and of angels and of God's heritage when it begins to flirt as Samson did. Amen? Amen. So who is someone that you can turn to, amen, that can help you be that influence, amen? Right. That can help you be like Christ. Right. Find that person, amen? Talk with that person, amen, to influence one another and pray together. Read the word of God together, amen? Do that, amen. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness. In 2 Timothy 2:22, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of the pure heart. In other words, run from temptations, amen, that capture young people. Always do the right thing. Be faithful, loving. Watch this. And easy to get along with.
Amen. Yep.
Worship with people whose hearts are pure. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yep. Thank you,
Lord. Got to. In order to keep this fire going. Amen. And last one here, and we'll be closing. Number five. Amen. Create a plan for growth.
Amen.
Amen. Remember, that fire had to keep going, right? Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Because young people, the experience that you've had there at camp, amen, much of what happened there was because the word of God, you were exposed to the word of God.
Right?
A lot of the word of God was being exposed.
Yeah.
Amen. But I've got good news. The word of God goes home with you. The word of God didn't stay over there. The Bible comes home with you. Amen. So you, amen, can continue that same exposure. Amen. Open the word of God. Read the word of God. If it's digital format, so be it. It's the word. Praise the Lord. But just get in it. Because it's not going to harm you. It's only going to benefit you. Praise the Lord. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Jesus speaking. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. His truth. Amen. His word is truth. And Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Amen. Why thy mouth? Because you're supposed to be eating it all the time. Just like some of you just pop in, amen, Takis in your mouth all the time and pop in sour candy like I do and, you know, sour gummy worms and all this all the time. You're always munching, amen. Just think, man, if I could do the same thing with the word of God.
Man,
I'm growing physically. But I could grow spiritually if I stay in the word. If I'm always popping it in my mouth, right? But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. For then thou shalt have full victory over the devils that come and torment you. Amen. Through the word. Praise God. And then thou shalt have good success. Amen. God will show you his perfect will for your life. Through his word. I believe that all the answers of your life, they're laying in the word of God. Psalm 1:1-2 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight. In other words, what you are enjoying, what is tasty to you, is the law of the Lord. Right? And in his law doth he meditate on Wednesday nights. Oh, on Sunday morning. Sunday morning only, though. No, it doesn't say that. It says day and night. Right? Day and night. Praise the Lord. Amen. God keeps his word, Brother Bram says this. So children, back to your God quickly. Amen. Don't tangle with the world for anything.
Right.
Young people, don't tangle with the world. Don't tangle. Amen. Something was tangling you and causing you. You ever had a cord that's been tangled?
Yeah.
You know, your headphones, you know, that you use. And can't get this thing untangled. So I'm going to buy me some expensive earbuds then. because I can't untangle. All right? Don't tangle yourself that way with the world, because it's hard to get out. It can be done, but it's hard. God can get you out. God can untangle the knots in your life, untangle them. Amen. But you don't have to tangle yourself with the world. Stay out of this modern world. Stay out of these modern theologies. Just look to the Lamb of God. Read your Bible and pray all the time. This is Brother Branham saying, the prophet you say you believe. Don't be weary. Be rejoicing and happy. Amen. For the redemption of the church is drawing nigh when we shall see him who died for us. How much do you really mean it? Brother Ram says, don't play now. This is not a play time. This is a receiving time. This is a time that you must get it. Come dump it out right now, will you? Come give it all you got to God. Say, God, I ain't got very much. I'm just a little housewife. I can't do very much, Lord, but I can read your Bible. I can pray every day. I can throw out all the trash that's in my mind. All the trash that comes in our mind on a daily basis. You have an opportunity on Sunday, Wednesdays, every day to throw it out. Amen. I can throw all that stuff out. I'm guilty of a lot of things that preacher said this morning, so I'm dumping it out today. I don't want it. God, fill me with love. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So those are five ways that you can that can help you, amen, to keep the fire, amen, going after camp. Amen. Let me tell you what, saints. You know, and Brother Wade read it this past Sunday, amen, but you know that the disciples and Jesus, when they went to Mount Transfiguration, they had a little camp meeting there. Did you know that? You know, and we know all that represents, but you know, it was a little camp meeting for them. And Jesus personally invited them to go to the camp meeting. Those three disciples. I was three or four disciples. I can't remember. Peter, James, and John, I believe. Amen. Three. And Jesus transfigures himself, or in other words, changes before them. Amen. Praise God. They didn't even know. Amen. Jesus did all that for them, and they get excited. They get excited about God, and they say, well, Lord, because Elijah and Moses, they appear as well. Amen. They even joined the camp meeting. They even wanted to join. That camp meeting was so good. I mean, everything was, they was having a good time. It excited, amen, Peter. And they say, let's make three tabernacles here. One for you, Jesus. One for you, Elijah. And one for Moses. And it got him excited. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, the voice comes out and says, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Amen. It ain't all about you, Peter. It's not about what you want, and it's not about Moses, all about Moses. It's not about all about Elijah. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that you need to keep your eyes focused on. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that they got scared. Amen. They were terrified when they heard that voice. Amen. But then Jesus, amen, comes up and opens up and says, there was nobody left but Jesus. And says, fear not, I'm here. Amen. But he says, don't tell this to anybody. And they went down the mountain, back to the mountain. And I bet you, Peter, amen, it was a quiet walk back down the mountain, I'm sure. Man, did we just see what we just saw? I mean, Jesus, amen, he had white vestures, a cloud around him. Amen. Just like the brother said, ain't nobody going to believe us. Who are we going to tell this about? To what are we going to say? But see, it was their own experience. But let me tell you what. They saw great things up in that camp meeting. But they still had to continue walking with Jesus in order to get to Pentecost to receive the Holy Ghost, to be born again. That experience, as good as it was, and as everything that they saw, Jesus transfigured before, they still had to be born again. So let me tell you, saints, young people, you went to the camp meeting. You got to make sure, no matter what you felt, no matter how good you felt, how much you jumped, how much you shouted, that is all good. That is the, you needed that.
Yes.
So that you can continue on.
Yes, amen.
To go get the new birth.
Yes,
maybe you did get the new birth there. But only that's between you and God.
Right.
That experience, amen, that Peter and the disciples received, that was only between them and Jesus. That's why Jesus said, don't tell this to nobody. Until the Son of Man be risen from the dead again.
Amen.
Amen? That was between them and God.
Amen.
And so what you experienced was between you and God.
Amen.
But keep that thing going. You see, Peter and the disciples, they had to keep that going. And I'm sure they would never, they never probably stopped thinking about that.
Probably.
It took them, amen. Wow. That's probably that thing held Peter, even though he denied the Lord three times. Even though he tried to back away from even serving. From I'm going back fishing,
yeah, right.
But he probably would think about. But I saw him transfigured. I even saw Moses and Elijah there with him. Amen. How can I leave this word? Where else can I go? He's the only one that has the words of eternal life. Amen. Jesus knew that about Peter. Amen. And therefore, amen, he was able to go up to that upper room and receive the promise of God personally. So he wasn't now just looking at Jesus before them, but now it was Jesus, amen, inside of them by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's what's the best. Amen. That's what will keep you. Amen. That's the true experience. Amen. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Because if we could see Jesus, we could see lights, we could see all kinds of stuff. But that won't save you, though. That didn't save Peter. But it's the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. That's what will keep you. So young people, amen, keep the fire lit. Keep it alive. Keep putting that wood in it, amen. And I promise you, you'll become more like that fire. And who is that fire? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the consuming fire. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let's have the musicians come. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's. Let's just sing this song, Key of F. If you know how to, you know, sister, take up your cross and follow Jesus. Amen. We'll just learn it. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed. Say that you know him. Count a cross, take up your cross and follow him. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know him. Count a cross, take up your cross and follow him. Take up your cross
in this lady's life, Lord Jesus,
and follow Jesus.
And we just have your way, Father.
Take up your cross
in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah.
Every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know him.
Lord God.
Count a cross, take up your cross.
cross and follow
right
him.
Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Father, in the name of the Lord
Take
Jesus.
Take up your cross.
Father, help, Lord, feel relief, Father God. We rebuke this.
And follow Jesus.
Bless our brother now, Father, we pray.
Take up your cross. Every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know him. Just count the cross. Take up your cross and follow him. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day.
God bless you all.
Don't be ashamed to say that you know him.
Just
count the cost.
Take up your cross
and follow him.
Let's give our brother a big hand. Sometimes you think, well, they preached the best, but I think that was about the best I've heard from the young man. We got a good stable of ministers.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Brother Aaron, Brother Louise, Brother Bob, we sure do appreciate it. Appreciate you coming. We have a visitor with us. Have you been here before? You been here before? No. Okay, well, God bless you. Good to have you with us.
Amen.
And you must be with them people. Okay, all right. Well, bless your heart. Good to have you with us.